Business. Mobile telecoms in America. An audacious merger with a poor reception. AT&T's ambitious bid to reshape America's wireless market has spooked rivals, but it faces significant hurdles.
People who enjoy poking fun at the patchy quality of AT&T's mobile phone network in America were provided with some fresh comedy material this week. So, AT&T and T-Mobile are getting married. You're all invited. But there will be no reception afterwards, tweeted one wag, after news emerged on March 20th that AT&T had bid a breathtaking $39 billion for T-Mobile USA, a smaller wireless operator owned by Germany's Deutsche Telekom. Amusing as this is, the deal itself is no laughing matter. On the contrary, the proposed merger, which needs the approval of antitrust and telecoms regulators, has sparked a good deal of controversy over whether it will be good or bad for American consumers. Some members of Congress have called for a thorough review of the transaction, and consumer groups have been quick to condemn it. Their concern is hardly surprising. America's four largest mobile phone operators, AT&T, Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile USA, and Sprint Nextel, already account for 82% of the national market. Assuming the transaction goes ahead as planned, AT&T would add T-Mobile's 34 million customers to the 96 million that it had at the end of 2010, propelling it well ahead of Verizon, its main rival. Critics of the deal, which AT&T hopes to complete within 12 months, say it will undermine efforts made many years ago to inject more competition into America's telecoms industry. In the mid-1970s, the government started investigating AT&T's dominant position in fixed-line telephones, which led to the breakup in 1984 of Marbell into eight pieces. Could the bid for T-Mobile be a sign that Monopoly Mar is trying to return from her grave? AT&T maintains that its deal will not be anti-competitive, even though it will leave it and Verizon with a combined 70% share of the American market, up from 58%. It points out that the average inflation-adjusted price for wireless services in America fell by 50% from 1999 to 2009, according to the Government Accountability Office, an arm of Congress, even though there were several large mergers involving mobile phone companies during that period. The company also argues that many local markets in America still have five or more mobile phone firms pitching for customers' business, so taking T-Mobile out of the mix should not dent competition. Fans of the deal reckon such arguments should be enough to convince regulators. Hal Singer of Navigant Economics, a consulting firm, notes that although T-Mobile's prices are low, it has been losing subscribers rapidly, which suggests that it is hardly an effective check on AT&T. That may explain why Deutsche Telekom is so keen to say Auf Wiedersehen to its American wireless business. However, an antitrust expert says that exclusive, nationwide device deals such as the one AT&T struck with Apple in 2007 for distribution of the latter's iPhone could encourage regulators to take a far broader view of the market than they have done in the past, not least because in smartphones, the near duopoly of AT&T and Verizon will be so much stronger. At an industry conference this week, Dan Hess, the boss of Sprint Nextel, gave warning that allowing AT&T to walk off with T-Mobile would leave too much power in the hands of two. The Computer and Communications Industry Association, whose members include firms such as Google and Facebook, echoed that sentiment. In a statement on March 22nd, it said that the proposed deal may be the most aggressive and anti-consumer merger proposal in history. AT&T's plan could also hit another snag. In several previous mergers between mobile phone companies, regulators have required the merging businesses to sell wireless spectrum, network infrastructure, and other assets in some local markets to win their approval. This has allowed smaller competitors such as US Cellular and Metro PCS to snap up the assets, turning them into stronger rivals in those areas. AT&T has made it clear it is willing to do the same thing to get a green light for its deal. But given the great clout the new entity would have, regulators may conclude that even a large number of disposals would not guarantee robust competition in some areas. An annual report on the state of America's wireless industry, published last year by the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, which along with the Department of Justice must approve AT&T's bid, shows that regulators were already concerned about the state of competition in mobile telephony before this week's news. Having previously affirmed, year after year, that the industry was effectively competitive, it declined to do so, though it made no specific recommendations on how to improve matters. All this explains why AT&T has been doing its best to drape its deal in the stars and stripes. Among other things, it argues that T-Mobile's subscribers will be able to benefit from its investment in a new fourth-generation, 4G, high-speed wireless broadband network, which will further the Obama administration's goal of creating a connected population. Deutsche Telekom was supposedly unwilling to make a similar investment in its infrastructure. AT&T also trumpets the fact that its deal would transform T-Mobile from a foreign-owned outfit into an American one. But nationalistic considerations should not be allowed to obscure the underlying impact that the proposed deal would have on consumers. Indeed, America's politicians and regulators would do well to look at other countries' experience before reaching a decision on AT&T's bid. Canada provides a cautionary tale. There, three big companies, TELUS, Bell Mobility and Rogers Communications, were together allowed to gain control of almost 95% of the wireless market. Amid complaints about high call rates, among the rich world's priciest, and a lack of innovation, the government used a spectrum auction in 2008 to create a raft of new players. But these have largely struggled against the industry's behemoths. British regulators are taking steps to avoid a similar fate. On March 22nd, the country's telecoms regulator said it would auction a chunk of radio spectrum next year for 4G services. And it said it wanted to manage the auction so as to ensure the country will have at least four national mobile phone operators capable of providing consumers with higher quality wireless data services. Thanks to AT&T's move this week, American regulators will now have to decide how best to defend the interests of consumers there. Mobile phone users will be hoping that they dial C for choice rather than D for duopoly.